I'd like to introduce to you the Williams Singers. Let's see if I can work it by me. This is Cedric Williams, Gwen Williams, James Williams, Talissa Washington, and Wilton Williams. The sixth Williams that I thought was going to be here couldn't make it, and the way I decided, let's just begin, is to hear a song. And then we'll start the questions that we have. Please. Sing in one way or another. We've all learned from our parents, our grandparents, our churches, and we're able to just continue singing and take that power of words and convey messages with them. And I was wondering if somebody could, from the group, could tell us a little bit about your backgrounds. You know, who are you? We know that you're from the area, from Palm Beach County area, and we have a sixth person.
Seven.
Oh my gosh.
She didn't catch it.
Oh, who is this?
Yeah. This is Nisi.
Oh, Nisi, you made it. I'm sorry, it's been a long time. I met the Williams Singers in August at their church in Pahokee. But you're not all, you don't all live in Pahokee now.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about where you grew up and now what you're doing?
Okay, we
start. Okay, first of all, my name is Cedric Williams. I live in Belgrade. I'm employed by HRS. I sing bass for the group. My church is New Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, which is located in Pahokee.
My name is Gwen Williams. I sing first soprano. We're all six of 11 children. And I'm employed at Indiantown Middle School as a teacher's assistant.
I'm James Williams. I sing tenor. I'm the third oldest of the 11 of us. And I'm employed by Eckerd Youth Development Center in Okeechobee, Florida, and I'm an instructor, basic skills instructor.
My name is Jesse Williams. I'm a first alto. I live in Lake Park, and I'm not working at the moment.
My name is Terlisa Washington, and I'm from Haines City. I sing second alto. I'm a student at Bethune Cookman College.
My name is Wilbur Williams. I'm from Indiantown, Florida, but currently I'm attending school at Bethune Cookman College, majoring in criminal justice, and I'm a graduate.
Oh, and by the way, this is our sister-in-law-to-be.
Where did you first hear, gospel music? Was this something you grew up with, or something you heard on the radio, or could you explain that?
No, it's something we grew up with. My mother goes to church 52 Sundays out of the year, and during our childhood, we had to do the same thing, and it grew up in us. We started singing, started out singing in the church choir, and we've continued since then. After we graduated from high school, we went to different colleges, and we also sang in college choirs also, so it still stuck with us. After we had, all of us had gotten home from school, we say it wouldn't be a bad idea, if we get up a family gospel group. And we've been singing ever since then. So this is how.
About how long was that?
5 and a half years exactly. 5 and a half years exactly. As a matter of fact, our first concert was in Canal Point, which is exactly 13 miles from where we grew up at. And we've been singing ever since then.
Did you all sing? You all sang as children as well, too.
Oh, yes.
Not as a group.
Not as a group, right.
Could you tell us a little bit about what is gospel music?
Gospel derived from my ancestors years back in slavery. It was it derived from Negro spirituals. And Negro spirituals were a form of high praise, a way of our ancestors, the ways that our ancestors communicated with God. And from that, we sort of modernized or innovated, and we came up with gospel. And now there's even we've even furthered it to our contemporary gospel. So it basically came from Negro spirituals.
Could you give us
a song?
Mm-hmm.
Still away, still away, still away, still away home, still away, haven't that long to stay here, still away, still away, still away. Steal away home, steal away, steal away. Haven't got long to stay here.
Steal away, steal away, steal away, steal away home, steal away, steal away. Haven't got long to stay here. Steal away, steal away, steal away, steal away home, steal away, haven't got long to stay here.
My Lord, he calls me by the thunder, the trumpet sounds within my soul.
Haven't got long to stay here.
My Lord, he calls me. He calls me by the thunder. The trumpet sounds within my soul.
Haven't got long to stay here.
If you can Tell all my friends I'm coming too.
When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout, haven't got long to stay here.
If you get there before I do, tell all my friends I'm coming too.
When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout, haven't got long to stay here.
Steal away, steal away,
steal away, steal away,
steal away,
oh,
steal away,
steal away. Haven't got long to stay here. Haven't got long to stay here.
Haven't got long to stay here.
Haven't got long to stay here.
Haven't got long to stay here.
Haven't got long to stay here. Haven't got long to stay
here.
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 Yes, it is. There are, as my sister said, there are 11 of us. And to be honest with you, basically all of us can sing a little. Basically all of us can sing. And what we're doing now, believe it or not, we're starting to bring our nieces and nephews along. Because we have one nephew in particular. He sings with Southport High School. And he occasionally likes to sing with them. We have a 6-year-old, right?
Yes.
A 6-year-old niece who sings very well, and she is dying to get with us. So we're planning to keep it all in the family.
Did your grandparents ever sing around you?
Unfortunately, we only knew, basically all of us only knew one grandparent, and my grandfather was a Pentecostal minister, I'm sorry, and I haven't today, until he passed away, I've never heard him sing a note. You know, so that's kind of difficult to answer.
Yes.
Where did you get the idea of becoming gospel singers?
Yo.
Well, we were brought up in the church, so that's all we knew. You know, it's just as if you in the streets, what you hear is, what you do. So we heard all gospel, praying, and all that stuff at home. So that's what we know how to do. But we know how to do a little bit of everything, but we want to stick with gospel.
What the hell?
Why did you pick gospel singing to do? And it's many other things to do that y'all can base y'all career on.
Well,
Professor.
Well, just as my sister said, each of us has a whether we realize it or not, and how long it takes to realize it is another thing. But each of us has a God-given talent, and we have to search ourselves and search each other to find out what that talent is. And remember that what someone else can do shouldn't hinder you or shouldn't. You cannot do it, but you can do it. There's something that everyone in this room can do. Everybody in this room, everybody is special. Everybody is special. There's a purpose. God has a purpose for everyone in this room.
Well.
And we're, to the best of our ability, we're using our talents to do what we think that God wants us to do. And that's why we chose God.
Now, you do it. You feel God's chosen to do without instruments. One of the things we've been talking about is how a lot of the boys and girls here who would go and sing in church. They use a lot of musical instruments. We don't see a single one here. No harmonica, no whistle, no nothing.
Well, first of all, in singing, particularly a cappella, if you don't have a good ear, you will develop a good ear, okay, if you continue to sing. And it's not to be, I guess, to think we're big-headed or what have you, but to me, anybody can sing with the piano, you know, anybody can sing with an amplifier, you know, those big things that the guitar is plugged into, because chances are the guitar sounds the best anyway, okay? But, you know, we say to ourselves, well, listen, take the amplifier away, take the guitar away, and all of that, and show me what you can do. And I tell you, and a lot of groups will not come across well, okay? And that's not to say that they're not good. Don't go out and tell anybody that says, the Williams singer said you're not good because you're using an amplifier. That isn't so. But you develop an ear, and we used to sing with the piano quite often because we do what's called some contemporary music. But you know, you have to get back to the basics, okay, and get back to what you do best. And this is what we think we do best.
How did you feel the first time you sung in front of a whole bunch of people?
I don't think we were frightened. I know I wasn't, because it's something that, like we said earlier, it was something we grew up with. You know, we've always sang in front of people, so we wasn't nervous, anything of that nature, but you know, it's just something that we are used to doing.
Where do you practice? Y'all live in different places.
Yeah, we now this is one of the hardest things there is, you know, for us. As you know, all of us we have our own different families, and what we do, we call rehearsal. Either we go to Daytona, or they come here. Okay. And when we get here, we usually practice at my house or my mother's house.
Where did you start singing?
The first performance was in Canal Point, which is about 13 miles from where we grew up at.
Who told you was the real singer?
Why did you choose the Williams as your name?
Well, we are the Williams. We are the Williams, so we didn't think there were no other name, you know, that we could come up under, or no other name that we should have
other than our own.
Okay. How
did y'all come together?
How did we come together?
Jenny.
Explained that earlier, that the family has been singing together since they were born, okay? And they decided about 5 years ago to just join together and sing as a group.
Adrian,
how did you feel about singing?
Good, very good.
Love it.
Okay, music is normally a sign of happiness. You know, mostly if you hear people singing, there, it's happiness.
Perhaps you could sing the kind of song you like to sing.
Let's start from the top and then go on down. Let's start from the top.
Over
the
Yeah.
Yes, well, it can be. As a matter of fact, the contemporary gospel now, that's the way most artists, that's where they're getting their lyrics from the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, these here are original. Mm-hmm. What we do, we might use, I'm going to speak some musical terms, okay?
We have to explain them.
Okay. We might, what we'll do is start singing the song originally, okay? And then from there, we'll start putting our way of the way that we want to sing. We might want to get louder, which means crescendo. I mean, we might want to get softer, which means decrescendo. Or we might want to attack, you know, might want to attack the word. It all depends on, for an example, like, you ought to take the Lord with you. This is one of the songs. You know, if you're just speaking of, I might tell you, Ms. Rosenberg, you ought to take the Lord with you. You know, you wouldn't say like that. You ought to take the Lord with you. I mean, it has meaning. You know, it has feeling. Mm-hmm. So this is why you know, you get that's a good gospel group or that's a bad gospel group. You see what I'm saying? So that's what it is. In other words, it's your own way of the way that we want to do a song.
Rock.
What was the name of your first song?
Turn to God. Turn to God. I think we might. Y'all listen to the words. Listen to the words of this song. I think we'll do that again because it really means something. This is one of our most favorite songs on this, on our repertoire because no. it really means a lot, you know. So turn to God. Let's go with that again. So listen to the words, and I'm gonna ask somebody what the words mean to you. Okay, so you have to listen.
Children of this world, changes so fast, so much confusion. How long will it last? Millions are lost. Although we part to find the right peace of mind, if only we would
can tell me what do those words mean?
Those mean things bad. That has been tempting you. Follow what good spirits come to you.
Okay, good answer.
That you trust and believe in the Lord.
Okay. Who else?
Pretty good answers.
Yeah. Basically what it's about. Yeah.
Does anybody have any more questions that they'd like to ask?
Okay, we've got our
two
questions. Okay. Go ahead.
What was one of the first songs you sung?
You mean today or in general? The first time we sing, which one did you call?
First song.
Carry Me Home. Song by the name of Carry Me Home. Would you like to play?
We do a little bit of it.
Okay, we'll just do a little bit.
And it's, we haven't done it since the first time.
We haven't done it since the first time.
For a long night.
And you are to take the Lord with you, children,
everywhere you go.
Yes, definitely so.
And how do you put that together?
Okay. Not through lyrics, because the lyrics gonna remain, but through the changing of voices.
Okay.
Through the changing of voices. As you know, all songs have notes, different notes. Whole note, half note, quarter notes. Okay. While the soprano is holding the whole note, the alto is singing four quarter notes, which means the soprano and the alto has four beats. Okay, a quarter note has one beat. Whole note has four beats. While the soprano is holding the whole note, the alto is singing four quarter notes, and on down to the tenor and the bass. Voices move while you're singing.
Okay, yeah, okay? Sounds a little technical. Maybe
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But,
could you show us?
We can
get one.
Must Jesus, and then, well, we're going to have to do both of them at the same time. Must Jesus, and then.
Going to Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. Now, these two songs that we're about to sing, both of them has the same melody, the techniques are different. Okay, the song is just different. It's different itself. Okay, in which the words are different also. Okay, now my brother Wilburn, he's the one taught us this. Must Jesus bear? Okay, and Amazing Grace. It's the same song. It's the same song.
Everybody here knows Amazing Grace, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's the same song, but the techniques are different. Okay, so we'll start out with Must Jesus Bear. And from that, we'll sing Amazing Grace to show you how similar they are.
Also, just to add a word to what my brother James is got from the sing. If you recall back when I was saying that there was a transition from gospel to contemporary gospel, we will do a contemporary version of Amazing Grace, which we call Must Jesus Bear the Cross Alone. And we will do the original hymn that everyone is accustomed to hear.
Must Jesus bear the cross alone, and all the world go free?
Yes, it is. And it's the same song, but what we did, we used a lot of musical terms in it. We attacked, we crescendoed, we decrescendoed, and just as my brother said earlier, it is a contemporary, it's on the contemporary style, the way we sang it then. Okay, so from now, what we'll do is go to some encouraging words to the fourth graders from my brother Cedric.
I think James chose me to do this because he knows that I love to talk, which I really do. And as I told them, I have basically, I jump on them because I was at Eastlake Middle School, which is out in Pahokee. I did a few words concerning Black music at Eastlake and did too some encouraging words. You know, and that's to say that you, I say guys, I love to say guys, even some little girls or what have you. You know, life itself, okay, you're just in third, fourth grade, I think it is. But it's just like what we're doing up here. Maybe in the future, as far as your life plans, maybe you would like to sing, okay? Maybe you'd like to become a doctor or a lawyer, which is terrific. But you've got to understand one thing, it takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of dedication. And often in life, not just in a profession, but in life in general, you're going to be knocked down a lot. Okay? And when I say knocked down, I don't mean in the physical sense of the word, with the fist. I mean, if you do something well, people are going to talk about, for example, he's not doing anything or she's not doing anything that I can't do. But you know, you don't let that bother you. You go on. You put both feet forward, you jump in with both feet, and you do it. Okay? And you're not always going to be successful. It's just like on the examination. You're not always going to make 100. Okay? You strive for that. But I mean, you say, hey, listen, if you come back with an 85 or a 91, you just say to yourself, hey, next time I'll do better. I'll work harder. Okay? And as far as, let me tell you, and this is one of the key issues. One of the key issues because, listen, I was in fourth grade. All of my brothers and sisters and my sister-in-law, all of us, we were there where you are today. And, you know, sometimes our parents told us no a lot. I mean, they told us no a lot, you know, as far as in the afternoon. You know, we wanted to run and play. And listen, you got to study. Okay? And what you want to do, you're going to pow. You know, and get mad with your parents and say to yourself, oh, and you say to yourself, not to them, not if you want to live anyway. Say to yourself, she doesn't know what he's talking about, or she doesn't know. Because believe me, one time in life, I said it too. I've never told them that. But I said it too. But you know, when I go back and I think about all those things, I say they were really right because they were only doing what they thought at that time, what was best for me, which it was. Because let me tell you, it's hard. You know, high school is hard, college is hard, elementary school is hard. It's really difficult, but you can make it. And it's, to be honest, it's not getting any better. You know, you have a lot of adversity before you, and one that you all really have to worry about these days, I think it's more painful now than we were growing up, is this thing that's called drugs. Okay? And I'm sure you all have heard that word before. Drug, crack, marijuana, drugs. Let me tell you, and part-time I'm a counselor, okay? And I have seen a lot of good people nearly destroy themselves by what they call, well, I don't want to experiment, okay? Don't experiment. Why do something that is going to hurt your body? Mm-hmm. Why do something that will take your life? Why do that? I mean, listen, you know, you don't die when you're 20, 25, 30. You die from one until the time, okay? Fourth graders leave here too, okay? Third graders leave here too. Sixth graders too. And one of the things you really have to worry about is the thing called peer pressure also. Because some of your friends will tell you, well, it's okay to try, you know, but it's not okay. It's not okay at all. Okay? So, you know, one thing you have to do, you have to be good to yourself. You have to be fair and honest with yourself. And this word, it might not ring the bell, but be objective. You know right from wrong, you know. You're young, but you know right from wrong. I mean, you know when you get out there, when you run down that corridor, you know that is wrong. You know that. Okay? Let me ask you a question. Yeah, I told you. He told you. I told you. I talk a lot. I do. Okay. What is your name?
Harold.
Harold, what is your name?
Christian.
Christian, okay. Hey, listen, girls, you got to speak up. These guys are out doing it. They ask you a lot of questions. They're very good questions. They are very good questions. And the questions are pertaining to what we're doing today. So that means a lot. Okay, he's giving me a dirty look, so I'll stop here.
Yes.
You attend church?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, definitely, sir. What we'll do now, we'll sing one more song, and then we're going to split up into groups, and you're going to learn a song. Okay? How do you like that? Yes.
What's the name of this one?
Somewhere to lay my head.
Well, you know that
I have trials and tribulations. I've been built and I've been scorned.
Stand here, the guys follow us.
Okay, Miss Corbett, why is that going to Miss Corbett's room?
For work. Yeah.
Jeez, we're sorry.
Believe that?
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop. Go on.
you know what's gonna happen when those guys come back in. We're not gonna sing. We're gonna let y'all do this all on your own.
Okay. Can anybody tell me why we're standing? Why we are standing here? Why? Why?
The song come out better than you sit down.
That's it. That's it. Sing from your diaphragm. You sing from your diaphragm. If you're sitting down, you can't breathe properly. You see? Okay.
Okay, ladies.
Okay, guys.
Swing down, cherry something, let me ride. Swing down, cherry something, let me ride. Oh, rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and ease me. I got a home on the other side. Swing down, cherry something, let me ride. Swing down, cherry something, let me ride. Oh, rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and let me ride. Swing down, cherry, stop and let me ride. Oh, rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and please me. I got home on the other side.
Rock me, Lord, and
swing down, cherry, stop and let me ride.
Oh, swing
down, cherry, stop and let me ride. Oh, rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, I got home on the other side. Swing down, cherry, stop and let me ride. Swing down, cherry, stop and let me ride. Oh, rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, I got home on the other side.
Okay.
That
was incredible. The Washington Gospel Singers. That's great. Jay, perhaps you
could
sing one more and then we'd like to make a
presentation to you. Okay. Great. Okay. Did you like that? Okay, we're going to say it once more, okay? And then we'll do another short song for you, okay?
Swing down, tell you stop and let me ride. Swing down, tell you stop and let me ride. Oh, rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I've got a home on the other side.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Oh, rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I've got a home on the other side.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Oh, rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord,
calm and easy.
I've got home on the other side.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Oh, rock me, Lord,
me, Lord, rock me, Lord,
I've got a home,
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 I've got a home.
Ain't nobody gonna put me out. I've got a home.
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 I've got a home on the other side.
At the closing of each one, each concert that we do, we're always doing this song. And what we ask you to do is to stand up and hold hands with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Hold his hand.
Come on, you got it. Come on, you got it. Yeah.
buses to wish each and every one of you a happy spring holiday. Do enjoy. And have a good day, and teacher, you may leave the building as soon as your children have cleared the campus. Thanks again, and have a good holiday.
Well, that certainly was a fine way to close this. We have two presentations that we'd like to make to the Williams family. Shayla has a presentation, and I believe Stacy does too. I want to thank you very much for coming out here to share this with us. I think that this is probably the best way to at least to leave you all. This is our last day of the Folk Life Unit to be left with one of the most powerful of traditions, and that's the tradition of words that we have been talking about all along. But we know that you have traditions now. You've always known it. Just pass them on. Pass them on as well.
Chapter champion is Willie Smith. Our grade 4 chapter champion will be announced after the vacation of so many people that we do not have time to finish the tournament. So after vacation, our grade 4 champion will be announced. So congratulations to David Cromedy and Willie Smith. And if they could please come to the media center, they will receive their certificate. Thank you.
Thanks. Shayla?
Okay, this is on behalf of, I'm going to say this for the first time, William Singers. We really enjoyed it. It was something that we really looked forward to. In fact, we rehearsed for this last night. We rehearsed for this last night because yeah, children are, you know, you're very important as adults, but you're very important because, you know, you're the youth of tomorrow, okay? And we enjoyed it. And listen, we sing in West Palm a lot, okay? We sing over here a lot. So if you ever hear on the radio or your parents say, well, the William Singers are going to be at Antioch or some church, come out of here. We'd love to have you. And again, thank you. Oh. And our aunt, we didn't know. Our aunt works here in the cafeteria. Our aunt works here.
Tell them that her name
is Mrs. Odom.
That was serving
Oates. Oates, I'm sorry, Oates. Oates, okay. Yeah, she works here. That's our aunt. And we didn't know that she worked here until today.
Thank you very much, Charles. Really enjoy hearing you. Give us a big hand for them.
James is funny. Still, he taught.
Anyway,